everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into Chris Pratt.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Star-Lord, Owen Grady. But we're not talking about the movies this time. We're going a little deeper, looking at how his Christian faith kind of intersects with his Hollywood career. And we've got this really interesting article from Christian Culture News. It was published just this week, February 22nd, 2025. That gives us a lot to talk about. I mean, it's kind of surprising some of the controversies that Pratt's openness about faith has caused. So we'll get into all that. Plus the impact he's having on his fans, how he uses his platform for advocacy, that kind of stuff.
It really is a fascinating case study. I mean, how do you navigate a space like Hollywood, which is often seen as at odds with, traditional faith, while being so open about those beliefs?
Yeah, and he's not shying away from it.
No.
But before we get into all that, I think it's worth kind of tracing back his career, I mean, think about it. He went from Andy Dreyer, the lovable goofball on Parks and Rec, to leading these massive franchises like Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic World, I mean, Avengers, Infinity War, even
That's a big leap.
that's a huge leap.
You kind of wonder if that comedic background, right, is part of the reason he's so appealing. Like, he brings this levity to action roles that you don't always see.
So we got the action hero thing down, but this article, they're arguing there's something deeper there. What about the characters themselves? I mean, think about Star-Lord for a sec. Starts as this roguish space pirate, but there's a real character arc there, toward selflessness, even sacrifice.
And that resonates with like some core Christian ideas, right? That
Right.
idea of redemption, putting others before yourself.
Yeah.
Those themes run deep in his role.
It's almost like he's bringing this moral compass to these big, huge blockbusters.
Interesting.
And that kind of seems to tie into how he's so willing to just talk about his faith.
Yeah.
You don't always see that in Hollywood.
Definitely not the norm. It's almost as if he's using his platform, his
Yay.
massive platform, especially with social media,
Right.
as like a way to connect with fans on a spiritual level.
He's very active on social media, always sharing those inspirational quotes, personal reflections. It almost feels like a modern day pulpit reaching this younger audience who like really values authenticity.
And that term pulpit is a key here, right? Historically, the pulpit was where, you deliver the sermon in a church, share the word. Social media has become, in a lot of ways, that space for public figures today.
So Pratt's out there, open about his faith, connecting with fans. But this article, they also mentioned that there's been some controversy.
And this is where it gets complicated. There has been backlash focused on his affiliation with a specific church. Some are calling it controversial.
So what exactly has been the source of the controversy? What
Well,
are people saying about the church?
some critics, they've accused the church of holding views that are discriminatory or intolerant towards certain groups. And because of his affiliation, right? People assume Pratt shares those same beliefs,
Even though he hasn't said that.
even though he hasn't explicitly stated them.
So it's like guilt by association.
Kind of.
That must be really difficult to navigate being a public figure.
It is. It raises these really complex questions about like personal beliefs when you're in the spotlight. How do you separate personal faith from a public persona? Is it even fair to be held accountable for like the perceived actions of a group you belong to?
Yeah, those are some tough questions,
Oh,
and it
yeah.
seems like this kind of taps into this bigger cultural tension we're seeing.
Absolutely. It's this clash between traditional values and more progressive ideologies. And because Pratt is such a, prominent figure, and the way he handles this situation, it could have ripple effects far beyond his own career.
So how has Pratt responded to the criticism? Has he just ignored it?
Actually, he's taken a different approach. From what I've read, he's been trying to engage, trying to like foster dialogue instead of shutting it down or getting defensive.
It sounds like he's trying to find that middle ground, which, let's be honest, isn't always easy these days.
Not at all.
It feels like everyone's so quick to like judge and cancel. So his approach is kind of interesting. It shows a level of maturity, a willingness to listen to people who disagree, which honestly is rare these days.
It is. It's a real tightrope walk, Staying true to what you believe while acknowledging the concerns, the valid concerns being raised.
It makes you wonder if he's trying to be a bridge between these opposing sides.
I think that's a great way to put it. He's not trying to convert anyone or silence critics. It seems more like he's, creating a space for understanding, respectful dialogue.
Something we could all use a little more of, right?
Absolutely. Especially in a world that feels so polarized.
Totally. But let's move on from the controversy for a sec.
Okay.
This article also argues that Pratt's faith might actually be subtly influencing the themes and messages in his movies.
Oh, intriguing.
Think about the ending of Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Owen chooses to free the dinosaurs even though it puts humanity at risk.
Yeah.
Is that like a subtle nod to Christian ideas about compassion, sanctity of life?
That's a really interesting observation.
Yeah.
It makes you think about how entertainment can like convey moral or spiritual messages.
Yeah.
Even in a big action movie.
Right. This fascinating interplay between art and personal beliefs.
Totally. How much of an artist's worldview,
right,
seeps into their work, even subconsciously?
Yeah.
And how do audiences interpret those messages?
It's definitely something to think about. Speaking of values, though, the article points to Pratt's strong emphasis on family.
Yeah.
It seems like he believes that strong families are the foundation for a better society.
That's a core principle in many Christian denominations.
Right.
The idea that the family unit is, like, essential,
yeah,
for moral development, societal well-being.
And it's something he seems to live out in his own life.
Mm-hmm.
He's very outspoken about his love for his family,
yeah,
his commitment to raising his kids with strong morals,
right,
and beyond his own family. You know, he's also super active in charity work,
yeah,
especially with groups like Feeding America,
right,
that focus on fighting hunger, helping children.
This aligns with another key Christian principle.
Okay.
That concept of serving others.
Yeah.
It's not just about talking the talk.
Right, right.
It's about putting your faith into action.
And it sounds like he's not just, you know, writing checks. He's actively participating at the Equal Day. Using his platform to raise awareness,
yeah,
actually puts in the effort.
It's clear that this is something he cares about.
Yeah.
It's not just a like, you know, PR stunt or trying to improve his image.
Yeah.
It's an authentic expression of his beliefs.
And speaking of putting beliefs into action.
Okay.
The article also mentions his advocacy for environmental conservation.
Interesting.
He seems to believe that caring for the planet is like a faith-based responsibility.
That's a perspective that's gaining traction within religious communities.
Yeah.
This idea that we have this this moral obligation to be stewards of the earth.
It's like he's taking loving thy neighbor and expanding it,
yeah,
to encompass the whole planet.
Exactly. And it's a message that's resonating,
yeah,
especially with younger generations,
right,
who are worried about climate change,
right,
and environmental degradation.
So we've gone from Parks and Rec to like huge blockbuster stardom,
mm-hmm,
touched on controversies, seen how his faith influences his work, his family, even his advocacy.
It's a pretty remarkable journey.
It's a pretty remarkable journey, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And it just goes to show that Chris Pratt is so much more,
yeah,
than just a Hollywood star.
Right.
He's a complex individual,
yeah,
wrestling with, you know, really important questions,
yeah,
about faith, about fame,
right,
the responsibility that comes with having a platform.
It's really fascinating to see how he's navigating all that.
It is.
It leaves us with a lot to unpack.
Indeed. And we'll delve deeper into those complexities as we continue our deep dive.
Yeah, it really is a fascinating journal. And this article, it doesn't shy away from the more challenging aspects of it, like,
yeah,
balancing those deeply held beliefs with the demands of a Hollywood career, you know?
It's a unique path, definitely. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that sense of like a moral compass in his roles.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder, could his faith actually influence his career choices moving forward?
That's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could we see him gravitate toward roles that align more closely with his values?
Yeah.
Maybe even start producing his own projects with a more explicitly faith-based message?
It raises the question of whether Hollywood is, you know, truly open to diverse perspectives.
Yeah.
Including those rooted in traditional faith.
Right.
Is there even room for stories about faith that are meaningful,
right,
without being preachy?
Without alienating people.
Right.
He's already proven he can add depth to these characters.
Yeah.
Star-Lord, Owen Grady.
He has.
Imagine if he had even more creative control.
The possibilities are interesting.
Right.
He could use his platform to tell stories that, like, resonate,
yeah,
with a wide audience, mm-hmm, but still subtly reflect his worldview.
Right.
It'd be fascinating to see how that plays out.
But for now, let's circle back to something we touched on earlier.
Okay.
The article mentions some specific controversies, right, surrounding his affiliation with that church.
Right.
It's obviously a sensitive topic, and it's important to remember that we're not here to, you know, endorse or condemn any specific church or belief system.
Right, of course.
Our goal is to explore how these issues have, like, impacted Pratt's public image and his career.
Absolutely. It's about understanding the complexities of the situation.
Right.
Not passive judgment.
So as we mentioned, some critics have accused the church of holding these views that are discriminatory, intolerant towards certain groups.
Mm-hmm.
And this has led to accusations that Pratt himself might share those beliefs, even though he hasn't explicitly said them.
Right. It's that guilt by association idea.
Yeah. And I imagine that can be really tricky to navigate.
It is.
Especially when you're in the public eye.
It raises questions about, you know, where we draw the line between personal faith and public responsibility.
Right.
Is it fair to hold someone accountable for, like, the actions or statements of a group they're affiliated with?
Right.
These are questions that extend far beyond Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
They touch on some fundamental societal debates.
It's a really nuanced conversation.
It is.
And it sounds like Pratt has tried to approach the situation carefully.
Yeah.
This article mentions him attempting to clarify his stance, foster dialogue,
right,
rather than getting defensive or dismissive.
That's very mature, especially given how heated these debates can get.
Right.
It shows he's willing to engage with people who disagree with him.
Yeah.
Which we see less and less these days.
It really does speak to the pressure public figures face to align their personal beliefs with, like, societal expectations. How do you navigate that without, you know, compromising your integrity or alienating your fan base? It's a tightrope walk, for sure.
It is. And with social media, right?
Oh, yeah.
Amplifying every statement and misstep.
Everything.
It's almost impossible to separate the personal from the professional anymore.
Yeah, it's a dilemma a lot of celebrities face, but it's particularly, you know, pronounced for someone like Pratt, who seems genuinely committed to both his faith and his career.
It's interesting. He almost embodies this this larger cultural clash,
right,
between traditional values,
yeah,
and more progressive ideologies.
And the way he navigates this could, like, have a ripple effect.
It could
influence how other celebrities approach similar challenges.
Exactly.
It's a high-stakes situation, potentially far-reaching consequences.
It really underscores how deeply intertwined faith and fame have become in our modern world.
Absolutely. But let's shift gears for a moment and focus on some of the positive ways his faith seems to manifest.
Yeah.
The article highlights his dedication to organizations like Feeding America,
right,
which aligns with, you know, the Christian principle of serving others.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like his involvement goes beyond just writing a check.
Yeah.
You know, he actively participates,
right,
uses his platform to raise awareness.
It goes back to that idea of authenticity.
Yeah.
People can sense when someone is genuinely committed to a cause.
It's more powerful than any, like, you know, carefully crafted image.
Way more powerful.
It makes you think, you know, can you admire someone's commitment to their beliefs?
Yeah.
Even if you don't agree with the specifics of their faith.
That's a really important question.
It is.
Can we find common ground?
Right.
Respect even amidst disagreements.
Yeah.
It's a challenging question, but it's essential.
It is.
If we want to, you know, foster a more understanding and tolerant society.
Well, speaking of values in action, the article also mentions Pratt's advocacy for environmental conservation.
Yeah, he seems to believe that caring for the planet,
right,
is like a faith-based responsibility.
This highlights this growing intersection,
right,
between faith and environmentalism.
Absolutely. This idea that we have a moral obligation,
right,
to be stewards of the earth.
Regardless of your religious beliefs.
Right.
It's fascinating to see him connect these two worlds,
yeah,
faith and the environment.
And it's a message that really resonates.
Yeah.
Especially with people who might not be traditionally religious.
Right.
But who care deeply about the planet.
It's like he's expanding the idea of loving thy neighbor to encompass the entire planet.
Exactly.
A concept that, like, transcends any specific religious doctrine.
Right. And that leads to another interesting discussion.
Okay.
The role of celebrities in advocating for social causes.
Okay.
Should they use their platform for activism?
Right.
Or should they stick to entertaining? It's a debate that comes up a lot.
It's a complex issue. Where do you stand on that?
I think it depends, you know, on the celebrity, the cause, and how they go about it.
Right.
In Pratt's case, his environmental advocacy seems like a natural extension of his faith.
Yeah.
Not just some, you know, trendy bandwagon to jump on.
It feels authentic to who he is.
Yeah.
Which makes a difference.
Absolutely.
Whether or not you agree with his stance, you can feel the sincerity.
You can.
So we've talked about controversies, charity work, environmental advocacy.
Yeah.
It's clear that Pratt's faith plays a significant role in many aspects of his life.
It does.
And that includes his relationship with his fans.
That's a great point. The article highlights how Pratt's openness about his faith has resonated with a lot of his fans.
Right.
Especially those who share similar beliefs.
It's like he's given them permission to be openly Christian.
Yeah.
Even in environments where that's not always the norm.
Exactly. And that could be so empowering.
Yeah.
Especially for young people.
Yeah.
Who are figuring out their own identities, their own beliefs.
It's almost like he's showing them, you know, you don't have to choose between your faith and your dreams.
Yeah.
You can be a successful Hollywood star and a devout Christian.
And that's a powerful message.
It is.
Especially in a culture that often portrays faith and, you know, secular success as mutual exclusive.
He's challenging that narrative.
He is.
Showing you can be deeply spiritual and fully engaged with the world.
It's a compelling example of how faith can intersect with modern life.
Right.
In a way that's both authentic and inspiring.
But it makes you wonder, are there any downsides to this kind of celebrity-driven faith?
Mm.
Could it lead to a form of fandom that's more about, you know, idolizing the individual than actually engaging with the principles of their faith?
That's a valid concern.
It is.
It's important to remember that celebrities are human beings.
Right.
Not infallible idols.
Their faith journeys are just as complex and nuanced as anyone else's.
They are.
But even with that in mind,
yeah,
it's clear that Pratt's story is having a significant impact.
It is.
He sparked conversations, challenged assumptions, maybe even opened some hearts and minds.
It's pretty remarkable for someone who started as a, you know, goofy character on a sitcom.
I know. He's come a long way.
He has. And it's clear that Chris Pratt is so much more than just a Hollywood star.
Right.
He's a symbol of something, something bigger, you know.
Yeah.
A reflection of the evolving role of faith in our world.
And it seems like his journey is far from over.
It'll be fascinating to see where it leads him next.
And it's a journey that, you know, a lot of people are watching.
Yeah.
I think it speaks to a larger trend.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood hasn't always been a very welcoming place for traditional faith.
Right. It's often seen as, you know, this very liberal, secular place.
Right.
So to see someone like Chris Pratt, one of the biggest movie stars, so open about his beliefs.
Right.
It's really it's a departure from the norm.
It makes you wonder if this could be a shift. You know, is there more room now for different perspectives?
Hmm, interesting.
Even those that challenge the status quo.
Yeah, is this a sign that Hollywood is becoming more accepting?
Right.
Or is Pratt just an outlier?
He's proven that you don't have to fit into a, you know, a specific mold to succeed in that world.
Yeah.
There's room for people of faith to be themselves.
And that's an encouraging message, not just for, you know, actors or filmmakers.
Yeah.
But for anyone who feels like their beliefs make them an outsider.
Totally.
In their field.
It's like he's saying you don't have to compromise who you are to achieve your dreams.
Yeah, which is so important, especially for young people who are told the opposite.
Exactly. He's almost a role model, not just for his, you know, acting, but for his willingness to stand up for what he believes in.
Right.
Even when it's not popular.
Which takes courage.
It does.
Especially in an industry where image is everything.
Right. One wrong move and
serious consequences.
He's not afraid to take risks.
You know, that seems like it.
To be himself.
That's what makes him so compelling, right? He's not just this, you know, cookie cutter celebrity.
Right.
He's complex, willing to have those tough conversations, challenge assumptions.
He's using his platform to make a difference.
Yeah.
To inspire, to have conversations that, you know, might not be happening otherwise.
It's worth acknowledging, for sure.
Absolutely, regardless of whether you agree with him, you know, on every point.
Right. His story is a reminder that we can all, you know, make a positive impact.
Right.
No matter our background or our beliefs.
So we've explored Chris Pratt's journey from, you know, comedic roles to action hero, delved into his faith, the controversies, and we've seen how his beliefs influence his work, his advocacy.
It's been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
Into faith, fame, and Hollywood.
It really leaves us with a lot to think about.
It does. How can we promote understanding, bridge divides? How can we use our own platforms to make the world a more compassionate and inclusive place?
So as you continue to follow Chris Pratt's career and anyone you admire, really, ask yourself, how are they using their platform?
Yeah.
What impact are they having on their fans, on their industry, on culture? It's a good question.
And most importantly, what can we learn from their journey?
Yeah.
From their successes, their struggles?
What can we apply to our own lives? That's something to think about.
Definitely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.